Okay, so just briefly, in general, the accepted psak that's recorded in Shulchan Aruch is that if one forgets an entire 24-hour period of counting Sfira, so then one does not continue counting with a bracha, one counts without a bracha. This is based on a machlokas, Tosfos, and the Bahag. Tosfos rules that even if you forget a whole day, you can continue counting with a bracha, because Tosfos argues that each day is an independent bracha. The Bahag argues that if you miss a day, so then you cannot continue counting with a bracha. The reason is one of two. Some explain the Bahag is saying that all of Sfirat HaOmer is a single mitzvah, and therefore if you miss a single day, the entire mitzvah doesn't count. Now the ramifications of that position of the Bahag are not just that you can't count going forward, but that retroactively, all the brachot that you've said in Sfirat HaOmer become brachot levatala, and that's the way the Chida understands the Bahag. Alternatively, others, my late teacher of Lichtenstein felt this way, argue that that's not what the Bahag means. The Bahag may mean that, in fact, Sfirat HaOmer are separate mitzvot, or at least separate acts of a mitzvah, maaseh mitzvah, and therefore you don't retroactively chalk up the sin of bracha levatala. But rather, the Bahag simply holds that counting requires consecutivity. And therefore, if you miss a day, so from now on, if you missed day 25, so then the next day you can't count 26, because 24 doesn't immediately follow into 26. So you don't lose the mitzvah retroactively, just you can't continue. But based on that, according to the Bahag, if you count during the day, you've at least maintained the continuity. If one is unsure whether he counted, so then Shulchan Aruch rules that you can continue counting with a bracha. Now, why is that? So, in general, people quote the answer given by the Pri Chadash and popularized by the Mishnah Brura, which is that it's a double doubt, a svek sveka. Namely, really, we hold like the Balei HaTosfot, that Sfirat HaOmer is 49 separate mitzvot, and therefore, even if you miss an entire day, you could continue counting with a bracha. But we're machmir, we're stringent like the Bahag, that if you miss a whole day, so then you can't continue with a bracha. But if you're not sure whether you counted, so now you have two doubts. One is, do we really paskin like the Bahag? And even if we paskin like the Bahag, you might have actually counted. In which case, you have two doubts, and therefore, in a case of svek sveka, of double doubt, we allow you to be lenient and continue with a bracha. Now, this svek sveka is a bit problematic, because much of Ashkenazi psak tries to follow the rules of svek sveka outlined by the Shach. And in the rules of the svek sveka of the Shach, you can't actually combine a doubt in halacha with a doubt in reality. Right, these are two different types of svekot, two different types of doubts. They don't combine. So how else could we defend this position? Because this is the accepted psak, but even if you don't accept the svek sveka, there are actually at least two other answers given in the achronim, or borderline rishon achron, to explain why in a case of doubt, one still can continue counting. The Truman Adeshen, in Tshuva Lamed Zayin, presents the following argument. And he says as follows. He said, look, according to Tosfot, each night is an independent bracha. And therefore, even if you forget a night, you're allowed to continue counting. According to the Rambam, Sfirat HaOmer is d'oraisa, is biblical. And the halacha is that safik d'oraisa l'chumra, right, that a doubt on a biblical law, we are always strict. Now, there was a German tradition that the Truman Adeshen seems to ascribe to that's unlike our position. Namely, we count al Sfirat HaOmer, and then we say Hayom X number of days to the Omer. There were many German Rishonim who seemed not to have had that tradition. Their bracha integrated the count. Asher kidishanim zavet zivanu lispor, right, al Sfirat Yom X ba'Omer. And therefore, the Truman Adeshen says, look, according to Tosfot, you're allowed to count. According to the Bahag, you might not be, but it's a doubt. And the Rambam holds that counting Sfirat HaOmer nowadays is biblical, which is a machlok rishonim for another time. And since he integrated the bracha into the count, there is no option of counting without a bracha. And therefore he said, Mamad Avshach, if you think that counting is only derabanan, like Tosfot, They also think that it's 49 separate mitzvot, and therefore you're allowed to count. If you hold it's biblical, like the Rambam, Safek writes a luchumra, and therefore you should be strict, and you should count with a bracha. Now again, normally we say the bracha doesn't prevent you from fulfilling your mitzvah, but again, in his time, they actually counted with the bracha and the count integrated, so there was no choice of dividing it. The third possibility, which is brought by the Ksav Sofer, which is a bit simpler, is simply as follows. He says, not Svek Svek at all, it's not a double doubt. It's just that really we paskin like Tosfot. Namely, that even if you forget a day, you have to continue counting. We're machmir, we're strict like the Bahag. But because we're strict like the Bahag, if you have any reason to be lenient, that pushes us over the edge, because it's just a chumrah anyways. Really, we would say that even if you forget a night entirely, you continue counting with a bracha. So, if you introduce the doubt, meaning I'm not even sure I didn't count, so that pushes us over the edge. We go back to what we hold anyways, which is that really, really, you should be allowed to count even if you forgot a whole night. Now, based on this explains other positions, because there are chronim who say that there are other cases where we would allow you to continue counting. So, for example, if it's particularly embarrassing for you to count without a bracha. So, for example, you're the rabbi, and they're expecting you to count. Right? This is the example brought in the poskim. It's going to be embarrassing for you to count without a bracha. So then the poskim say, if you hold like the Ksav Sofer, that really be possible like Tosfos anyways. Even if you forget a night, you're allowed to continue counting. So, even if you for sure forgot, if there's going to be significant embarrassment, if you admit to everybody that you forgot counting, I'm still in. But, you know. But in case you weren't, then you would be allowed to continue. So those are the three positions to explain our psak. The last thing just to note, which is critical, is that again, really be paskin like Tosfos. That even if you forget a night, you're supposed to continue counting. We just, lechumra, tell you not to make a bracha. Many people make the mistake and say, I'm out, I missed a night. And therefore, they end up not counting the rest of the nights because they say, ah, it's not real without a bracha. It's not true. Really, really, we hold that you do fulfill the mitzvah and are obligated to continue counting. We're just machmer in the bracha. So if you have forgotten one whole night, remember, it's still important for you to count because really, we paskin that you can fulfill the mitzvah completely till the end. It's just that we're machmer on bracha.